Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The Food Coast, Donegal's Good Food Initiative, was developed by Donegal County Enterprise Board as a programme to support development, growth and quality in Donegal's food sector. Considerable opportunities exist, and the outlook is positive. My guest this evening is Eve-Ann McCarron, Food Coast Initiative Business Executive with the Local Enterprise Board. Firstly, let's just reflect on the whole Donegal food strategy, an initiative that was drawn up a couple of years ago. Perhaps you can outline the main aspects of it.
The food strategy was launched in 2012 after a kind of extensive consultation with the food sector in Donegal. The farming sector in particular, there was a group brought in to talk about the potential of that sector. And the whole role and objective of the food strategy for Donegal was to kind of drive awareness of the actual sector and its importance in terms of employment and economic impact, but also to try and see how could we develop it further. So, you know, really kind of cultivate a culture of food and a kind of an economy of food in terms of what it could do for Donegal. And since that time, there's been good progress made in a number of key areas, but there probably is still a good amount of scope in terms of the actual farmer sector, in terms of what we can do.
Now, broadly speaking, there were sort of four separate areas you were looking at: new food businesses, existing food businesses, local sourcing, which is certainly a big area, I'm sure people can maximise what they're getting locally, and yep, then the whole food awareness and branding.
Yes. Well, I suppose the key probably objective for Donegal at the time was, and what we were hearing back from people was, there wasn't enough producers for the restaurants to really kind of say we are championing Donegal food. So one of the key starting points for us was to try and get more producers up and running. And we've done the Start Your Own Food Businesses programs specifically for that reason, to try and identify gaps in the market and try and get new people up and running. And in the last 2 to 3 years, we have had new businesses setting up. And we've also then kind of worked on programs for established businesses like the Food Academy with SuperValue, where it's been about really trying to kind of work with some of the businesses and say, listen, how can we help you grow? The Food Academy, I think if you look at it recently, we have 4 or 5 companies from Donegal that have actually completed it. And now they're in over 50 SuperValues across the country. So, you know, good progression in both of those different areas. And the next stage is really the Food Coast brand. And that's about, we're now, you know, launching that as a mark of origin. So producers, like farmers, can actually apply to use the brand and say that they are a Donegal-based producer. And then that feeds through to the restaurants, who then can also apply for the brand and say, I am, you know, sourcing from Donegal producers. And they can also then apply to, if they meet the criteria, use the Food Coast brand to say to the consumer, listen, I am committed to kind of the Donegal food sector. So it's a kind of very broad-reaching strategy, and it covers off a lot of different touch points. And I suppose the next stage for us now is to try and make the consumer aware of the importance, and really kind of, you know, make them kind of ask and seek for Donegal products at a local level.
I suppose it's fair to say, you know, there's been a shift in consumer thinking. You mentioned their restaurants, and a lot of people years ago may have gone to a restaurant and not been overly concerned about where the ingredients were coming from. But now more and more, not just local people, but also tourists, we want to see that it's local produce.
Absolutely. At a local level, there's very much more. People are realising that if I buy something from the man down the road, or if I go to the local restaurant and he's buying from the farmer down the road and getting his spuds from down in Inishowen and he's getting his fish from Greencastle, that they do realise that that has actually got a direct impact, you know, that somebody's actually benefiting locally from it. But with the Wild Atlantic Way and the whole tourism drive that's actually happening in Donegal and the light kind of shone in Donegal, there's huge potential too in terms of people have an expectation of a food experience and they want to know about where does the local food come from. They want to meet the different producers. So that whole story is evolving for Donegal and is actually far more important now than ever in terms of the experience that we have to offer people.
And for people in the farming community, are we seeing more people looking at this as an area of perhaps additional off-farm income?
Well, what we found with the farming sector, and again, I've gone to some of the IFA meetings and spoke to people about it in terms of, you know, what it is that we are trying to do. But what we find is that maybe some people that have had to go and find employment off-farm are actually deciding to go, how do I get back to kind of being on the farm full-time? And one of the routes to doing that is actually kind of setting up a food business that they're utilising their assets on the farm and actually kind of trying to build that into like a sustainable business in its own right. But it's also for the kind of full-time farmer, you know, they've got assets in the sense of they've got natural resources, they've maybe got produce or they've got milk or dairy that they've actually, you know, they're working with it on a day-to-day basis, and they're probably now starting to look at it and say, how do I add value to that so that it actually kind of, you know, kind of maybe gets more back for them directly. So we have a number of farmers looking at, you know, diversification projects, and they're in the, you know, in the progress of kind of, you know, going through studies and research and trying to actually find out what's the best market for them. And that's where the local enterprise office can really help people, because having a dedicated food resource and an executive looking after it means that they have somebody they can discuss this with directly, but they also then can kind of maybe possibly qualify for grant aid in the sense of some financial supports there to terms of, you know, feasibility studies or getting the business up and running. But you know, there's a whole suite of services there that I think maybe the farming community aren't as aware of, and that's probably why, you know, we're trying to kind of make people more aware of the opportunity that is there and that we're there to kind of support them and, you know, help them to get up and running.
Absolutely. And there may be people who have had an idea for several years and just haven't gone around to implementing it, and you have workshops, as you mentioned there. You can give people that little kickstart and give them advice to bring what could be an idea eventually to fruition.
Yeah, and I think that what we find with people is they have maybe two or three ideas, and they have different interests in different areas, and thinking maybe that could be something. And I suppose that it's taking that leap of faith to say, could I make an income from that? And I suppose that's where we can come in and help people to kind of really say, listen, is this a viable business option, or is it, you know, going to be a distraction from what they're actually trying to do on a day-to-day basis? And we've had, like, Start Your Own Food Business programs, which are very specific to the requirements of setting up a food business, and people have found those very, very beneficial because they're in the along with peers that are starting off at the exact same stage as themselves, and that's allowed them to kind of really kind of cultivate their idea and, you know, move it into the kind of feasibility stage, and for some moves them to production. So there's definitely structures and supports there, and there's also, you know, from the local enterprise office, the fact that they developed a food strategy. You now see from Donegal County Council and from Foltia Ireland, there's a huge focus on that whole food sector in terms of what they feel has potential. So it's a good time, you know, to kind of come and talk and try and find out what's, you know, what supports are there.
I'm speaking with Eve-Anne McCarron, the business executive with the Food Coast Initiative for the local enterprise office. Another thing you touched on it there, super value and local produce, and there's no doubt about it, most people make most of their grocery shop in a supermarket, some Irish ones, some foreign ones, but there's a definite noticeable amount of local produce, from jam tarts to apple tarts, marmalade, homemade bread, and the actual selection is probably a lot more than people realise.
It is, it's definitely, because I've even found when we were even personally going in to some of the main retailers, the ability now to go in and maybe fill four or five bags of shopping with Donegal products is a kind of, you know, a good indication that there's actually far more available than maybe people are aware of. And you find it even now, like you have a new artisan market in Letterkenny. I think there was about 25 producers in that space as well. So you kind of find more and more people kind of starting off growing organically and then moving into that retail space. And Super Value nationally, you see a lot of the stores are investing in dedicated space for these food academy companies, which is, you know, it's really telling you where the consumer is. The consumer's looking for local produce. And that's the reason the retailers are probably realising that there's potential in it as well. So food is definitely, you know, there's interest in it from a consumer point of view, but it also, it's in terms of growth and potential, if you get the right idea and you kind of manage yourself through that whole process of coming from an idea to getting the product onto the market, it can become, you know, a very kind of sustainable business.
And fair to say there's a lot more, shall we call it, linked up thinking between the various agencies now, and the likes of Letterkenny Institute of Technology even having courses and workshops, and it's all coming together.
Absolutely. I think never more so than now. The strategy always kind of, you know, the food strategy whenever it was launched had kind of identified partners from Foltia Ireland, the Letterkenny Institute, And they are heavily involved. They have representation on our steering committee. So they're involved in the thinking process in terms of how we develop this going forward. Only in June we had the tourism workshop in the LYIT. But we also have kind of probably things that go unnoted where we work with companies and students working together on projects. So like, you know, in food science and kind of different areas like that, where we're helping them to develop the skills and then also kind of helping the smaller companies get access to kind of knowledge and learning in terms of maybe systems and processes that they can put in place. So we have a good infrastructure here at the minute, and now it's starting to kind of work together for the benefit of the region, and we just have to keep building on that, definitely, going forward.
One of the issues that may face people who are actually manufacturing products is they may get to a certain scale, and then it can be a question of how much do they go to the next level, or they may even be just content to be at that level, and I'm sure that's an issue that crops up.
Well, definitely, I think that's, you know, and that's where we would do, from a point of view of a business advice piece. What we find is a lot of the clients that maybe have started off from us, with us, you know, maybe have started off in a very small way and they've grown and managed themselves, but they will also come to speak to us at different kind of, you know, junctions in their business and kind of work through that. And then they have also done with us is actually accessed mentoring, where they're getting business specialists to come and speak to them at certain points so that they're, you know, helping them with that decision process. Because I think the real question that people have to ask themselves is, what do I want this to be? You know, you can't really create it into something that somebody else wants, but as a business you have to say, what do I want it to be? And if someone is happy to work at a local farmer's market and sustain themselves, then that is absolutely valid. And if someone wants to kind of grow and have a national list and was one of the main retailers, you know, we'll work with both of those and kind of different ways. But it's all about kind of just helping them to manage it in a way that kind of works for them as well.
Now, when we talk about the Donegal food strategy, it's important to point out as well that within that whole sphere is drink, because like the craft beers has been an area of considerable expansion of late.
It definitely has, and I think even now you're seeing some of the major drinks companies in the country starting to try and create kind of almost pseudo craft beers, because they're actually feeling the effect of these kind of, you know, smaller craft breweries around the country. In Donegal, we have two very successful breweries with the Donegal Brewing Company and Kenegar Brewing in Wimbledon. Both have grown significantly since they were started out in the last kind of two years, and have expanded their businesses just to kind of deal with demand. And I would say there still is potential for further growth. But that sector nationally is, you know, has grown very strongly. The big challenge will be when the pressure comes on from the bigger drinks companies, how people manage themselves in terms of the growth and targeting themselves in terms of where they go forward. So again, as you say, it's about making the right decisions for you and for your business, regardless of what sector you're in.
If somebody wants to find out more, what's the first step?
Well, the key thing is probably to contact myself. I am a dedicated resource looking after the food initiative. And then I suppose from there we can kind of then manage within our small team to see who's, you know, from there we can kind of manage if it's a kind of a grant aid project. There's members of the team that kind of can kind of help that with that process. And then there, you know, but really the first point of contact is myself. And then we can kind of, normally what we would do then is kind of meet with people directly or talk through their idea and then help them to kind of like decide what's the next step for them. And they can get me through the local enterprise office here in Letterkenny.
Evan McCarron, Food Coast Initiative Business Executive with the Local Enterprise Board. And the contact number for the Local Enterprise Office for more details is 074-91-60735. Just time for some livestock prices, cattle prices, steers at €3.95 to €4 a kilo, heifers €4.05 to €4.10 a kilo. U-grade bulls €4.15 a kilo. R-grade cows €3.70 to €3.80 a kilo. Sheep prices, spring lamb €4.90 a kilo to 22 kilos. And ewes €2.50 to €2.70 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another edition of Farming News and Views. Thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, have a very good evening.